have a fascinating sugya to start today, and that is the sugya of Kares B'Mila. Now, it doesn't really directly come up so much in Maseches Makos, but it does a little bit, and Tosos makes a bigger deal out of it, which really gives us a Pesach to discuss Kares B'Mila. See, Chiyuv Kares is a very interesting thing. One is normally only Chiyuv Kares. First of all, it's an interesting Chiyuv because it's not something that Beis Din has anything to do with, really. When a person is Chayav Kares, Hashem is the one that gives the punishment of Kares, which means he's going to die before he turns 60, and he's cut off from Olam Haba, whatever. Yes, but certainly the dying before 60, that's why the Gemara has, the Gemara records that, I think it was, who was it? Yosef, maybe? One of the Amoraim made a 60th birthday party for himself, made a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan when he turned 60. We don't have too many birthday parties in Shas, but a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan when he turned 60. Why daf when he turned 60? Because when he turned 60, he must be a siman l'davar that he wasn't Chayav Kares, because otherwise he wouldn't have made it to 60. So he made a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan on his 60th birthday. So there's a makar to celebrate Dafka's 60th birthday based on the fact that you could rest easy, not rest easy, but you could at least be comfortable knowing that you weren't Chayav Kares until that point. But what makes Kares unique also is that for a punishment of the severity that it has, most of the time when we're dealing with any punishment, but especially more severe punishments, we're dealing with things that are mitzvos los ase, that a person has actively violated a los ase. Even for chive malchus, it's a violation of a los ase, but certainly for misa and for things of that nature, one only gets those punishments when they violate a los ase. Generally speaking, that's true of Kares as well. One is only Chayiv Kares if he has violated a los aseh for the most part, with only two exceptions. If one has forbidden relationships, eats on Yom Kippur, things like that. It's very severe averos, one is Chayiv Kares for. But there are two mitzvos aseh in the Torah, where simply failing to do the mitzvos aseh earns somebody a Chayiv Kares. And those two mitzvos aseh are, of course, failure to bring Karban Pesach and failure to do Bris Milah. That one is Chayiv Kares for failure to do those actions. Now, even within those two major exceptions of Karban Pesach and Bris Milah, which, by the way, if you ever wanted to trace the connections between Karban Pesach and Bris Milah, there are many. Those two mitzvos are very much bound up with each other. They're very much connected to each other. B'damayi chayi, b'damayi chayi. What was the zechus that we got out of Mitzrayim with two mitzvos? Dam Pesach v'dam Milah. Right? And one cannot eat a Karban Pesach if he is an Arel, if he didn't have a Bris Milah. There are significant connections between Karban Pesach and Bris Milah, and this is one of those significant connections.
What
yeah?
about a Baal Teshuva that didn't realize at some point, or even a Ger? What about a Ger?
Well, in order to become a Ger, he has to get a Bris Milah. But we'll discuss, what about a person who couldn't get a Bris Milah for whatever reason? Let's say the example that the Gemara normally gives of a guy who couldn't get a Bris Milah is Mesu Achiv Echav Machmas Milah. His brothers both died as a result of a Bris Milah. What's that disease where you keep on bleeding, where the blood never, a clotting disease, your blood doesn't clot and you just always bleed? What's it called? Whatever it is. So if his brothers both had that, so they didn't have a way to test it in the times of the Gemara, but they saw if the brothers died from it, so probably it's a genetic thing that he's going to die also. So then a person is pater from getting a Bris Milah. He's in the anus, and he can't get a Bris Milah. Yeah.
Who's the bigger Issachar for Milah, the son or the father?
Oh, good.
So Moshe.
I don't know, over there the mother plays a role also, which is interesting. And that's also an interesting topic.
The emotion was physically getting, like,
he was the one physically getting punished for the kid not having a Bris Milah. So the chiv transfers from the father to the child at Bar Mitzvah. Prior to Bar Mitzvah, it's the father's chiv. So is the father chayv karis for not giving the kid a Bris Milah? Is the kid himself chayv? Now does that chiv karis now transfer to that kid? What if the father never did it to kid's Bar Mitzvah? Now it's the kid's problem. So is the father still chayv karis? Do we say, no, it's not his problem anymore because it's no longer his chiv, now it's the kid's chiv? Okay, there's a lot to talk about, but one point I want to make before we even begin is that even though Pesach and Milah are the two exceptions that are often put together, they're categorized as, you know, in one unit, that these are the two mitzvahs asei for which one is Chayiv Kares, there is a very important distinction between Pesach and Milah, and that is that if one fails to bring a Karban Pesach, we know when that failure happened and when he's Chayiv Kares. as soon as that last Karban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach, and it's no longer time to bring Karban Pesach, they bring the Karban Tamid, and you can't bring Karban Pesach anymore, because once they bring the Karban Tamid, it's too late, right? The Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, you're not allowed to bring any further Karbanos. So once that happens, that the last Karban Pesach is brought, or Yontif comes, let's say, Pesach starts, and you can no longer bring your Karban Pesach, so the guy is Chayiv Kares for failure to do it. He can't do anything about that, meaning there's nothing you could do at this point to fix it and say, no, I really did it, I really brought it. No, you didn't. You may bring Karban Pesach next year, but this year's Karban Pesach is still Chayiv Kares for it. There's no making it up. Pesach Sheni is only for people who are Tameh. It's not for someone who just decided not to bring in Karban Pesach. It doesn't work for someone like that. So you don't have any way to really solve that issue. Whereas by Mila, if a person didn't get a Bris Mila, so what can he always do? Get a Bris Mila. And it's not like, oh no, but that's a new mitzvah. By Karban Pesach, next year's Karban Pesach is not a makeup for last year's. It's a new mitzvah. It's a new chiyuv. You're already chayiv karis for last year's. By Bris Mila, it only happens once in your life. So whenever you do it, you did Bris Mila. And that causes a great deal of confusion. I shouldn't say confusion. Debate in the Rishonim and confusion in the Achronim in terms of understanding what the Rishonim are talking about in terms of when is that chiyuv karis operative when it comes to Bris Mila. Is that Chiyuv Kares the second you don't do a Bris Mila? The second you fail to do it? Is it every second that you fail to do it? Is it only if you die without a Bris Mila? Exactly how does it work that a person is Chiyuv Kares for Bris Mila?
Like, yeah. This where the Bris Mila were, like the Bris Mila wasn't complete Mila and they didn't realize until a later time and the guys like, throughout all these years that he had
this is a serious issue, by the way. You should know. It's a more serious issue than you probably even know of. I was called to a meeting a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have time to make it. It was the Sunday before Pesach. Rav Schachter asked some of the young Rabbanim to come to his office to meet with a Moel, Rabbi Prero from Muncie. And the Moel wanted to present to Rabbanim about a major issue that he had videos of certain Moelim who simply don't cut enough. They don't do kashrut brisin. And he's got videos where they're and these molim they're doing it in this way because they don't want the baby to bleed too much. They want to, you know, they wanted to make it as neat a job as possible, but it's really they're not doing the bris properly. So a lot of times you'll have a person who thinks he has a bris mila and goes his whole life thinking he has a bris mila, but his bris mila is actually not a kashrut or a bris. So what he's saying is, if you have such a person,
just a person, they cut all these years, they have the kashrut bris mila and bring the kashrut days off all these years.
Oh, so it's going to be Chayiv Kares for all that. So it's Shogi, you know, that's Shogi. Chayiv Kares Shogi, you know, is a different issue than when you do Mezid. You would be Chayiv Karban, perhaps. So that would be Shogi. Maybe Anus, that would be considered Anus, where it's completely out of his control. How does one know? I guess if you have if one of these Moelim that he told us about is your Moel, then you got to, get examined or something. But okay, I don't want to get into the halach l'maisa implications of that right now. But so where does this come up in our Gemara? We are learning the third parak of Maseches Makos. Third parak of Maseches Makos is Elu Hin Alokim. So the Mishnah starts off by giving a whole list of people who are Chayiv Malkos for a variety of different averos. And included on the list of people who are Chayiv Malkos, we have a whole list of people who are really Chayiv Kares. Habal Achosa, someone sleeps with his sister. That's not just a Malkos, that's a Chayiv Kares. Habal Achosa. And yet, it gets listed in the Mishnah, all of these things that for which a person is chayiv kares for, ochel chametz bepesach, these things are all get listed in the Mishnah as elu ein alokin, things that you got malkus for. So the Gemara right off the bat says, chayavi krisus katani, we do mention chayavi krisus amongst those who get malkus, but chayavi misus based in lo katani. It doesn't say that you get malkus if you kill somebody or if you're mechal Shabbos. Because that's a chayiv misus beizdin, and apparently you can't get malkus for averos that you're chayiv misus beizdin, but you can get malkus for averos that you're chayiv kares. Says the Gemara, who holds that? Which Tana holds that for something that you're chayiv kares you'll get malkus, for something that you're chayiv misus beizdin you won't get malkus? Who holds that way? Rabbi Akiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and it quotes this machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzchak, a three-way machlokas, where Rabbi Yitzchak holds anything that Yechayiv Kares or Misas Beis Din for, there's no Malkus. Rabbi Yishmael holds You could even get malchus for something you chayiv misas bezdin for, and Rabbi Kiva holds in the middle. No, you're not going to get malchus for something you chayiv misas bezdin for, but you will get malchus for something that you chayiv kares for. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So toward the bottom of the page on Yud Gimel and Beis, the Gemara starts discussing, or continues discussing actually, the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva essentially holds that there's no malchus for any avera for which you could have gotten Misas Bezdin, even if when the person gave you the Hasra'a, they told you, you better not do that or else you can get Malkus. You better not be Mechal Shabbos or else you can get Malkus. You better not kill that person or else you can get Malkus. You better not be Ovid Avodah Zarah or else you can get Malkus. Even if that was the nature of your Hasra'a, still you don't get Malkus. Because a lav shenitan la'asharas Misas Bezdin, any lav that one theoretically could get Misas Bezdin for, one does not get Malkus for. That is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So, frek the Gemara, then why does Rabbi Akiva hold you get Malkus for a lav shenitein la'asharas kares? If they warn you before you eat on Yom Kippur, better not eat on Yom Kippur, else you can get Malkus. So why don't we say that you should be pater from Malkus? Because they could have warned you, you better not do that because you're going to be chayiv kares. That could have been the warning. So shouldn't we say, just like when you're Mechal Shabbos, they could have warned you, you better not do that, or else you're going to be Chayiv Misa, so you're going to be Pater from any Malkus. So too over here, you could have gotten a warning for Kares, so you should be Pater from any Malkus. The Gemara answers, Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Ravashi, Hachi Amaravimi Mehagurnya Mishmei Derava, Chayavei Krisus L'Tzrichi Hasra'a. There's no such thing as giving Hasra'a for Chayavei Krisus. God takes care of kares. You don't need hasra to be chayiv kares. You eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv kares. You sleep with your sister, you chayiv kares. It's not that someone had to warn you in advance. And therefore, the only hasra you can get is a malchus hasra. Because malchus is the only thing that Beis Din can do to you when you do something that you chayiv kares for. So there is no hasra for krisus. There is no hasra, you better not do that or else you're going to be chayiv kares. How do I know this, says the Gemara? Because there are two chayavi krisus where it doesn't even make sense to give hasra. Shari Pesach Umila Anash Afal Pi Shalo Hizir. There's no hasra'a, there's no ashara, and there's no hasra'a on not bringing Karm Pesach and not doing Bris Mila. That's just failure to do those mitzvahs asay, and you're going to be chayav kares for them. So, says the Gemara, no, wait a second. Vidilma ashara le karban. Maybe that you do need an hasra'a by chayiv krisus to tell us that you're going to be chayiv a karban in order to be chayiv a karban. Pesach mila das ba asara lo maisi karban. Pesach mila there's no asara because you can't be chayiv a karban for failing to do mila, failing to bring karban pesach. But maybe by all other chayiv krisus, you do need hasra'a in order to be chayiv a karban if you do a bishogeg. So says Gemara hasam laf hainu taima. No, what distinguishes Pesach and Mila, and this is the key line that Tosfos uses as a springboard, what makes Pesach and Mila different, and the reason that one does not bring a carbon for Pesach and Mila, is because Pesach and Mila are different than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, one is chayiv a karban. That's where the Torah talks about a karban. If one does avodah zarah b'shogeg, that's where the Torah talks about a karban. So one is only going to be chayiv a karban for an avera that's similar to avodah zarah. Failure to bring Pesach, failure to do a mila, is not at all similar to avodah zarah. Why is it not similar to avodah zarah? Because avodah zarah is violated actively. A guy slaughters his child or to the Avodah Zarah. Mavir Zarah Lamalach brings passes his child through a fire or bows to the Avodah Zarah or is Maktir Ketoris to the Avodah Zarah. Whatever it is, he defecates in front of the Avodah. Whatever the Avodah of that Avodah Zarah is, he did an Avodah. For that, you're Chayiv a Karban. But Pesach and Mila is violated by not doing something. It's violated b'shev v'al ta'aseh. So since it's violated b'shev v'al ta'aseh, you're not chayiv a karban by Pesach Umila. That's why you're not chayiv a karban when it comes to Pesach Umila. So now, says Tosfos, wait a second. Why do I need... Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that, well, let's start at the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos is misplaced over here. This Tosfos on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, even though it's going on the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So La Fuke Hani, we said that one is Chayav a carbon for other Chiyuve Krisos, but not for Pesach Umila, because Pesach Umila are entirely different, since they are done, they are violated B'Shevi Al Taseh, and not B'Kum Vaseh. So says Tosfos, Pesach Umila, when it comes to Pesach Umila, Dikum Aseininu, that are mitzvos that you're supposed to actively do. And when you violate them, you violated them by not doing what you were supposed to do. Kasha, Lamali Akesha Lafuke Pesach Umila, Tepukle Midamrin Bitaras Kohanim, why do I need a hekish to exclude Pesach Umila? Why can't I just learn it from what it says in Taras Kohanim, Va'asa Achas? That anything that doesn't have a maisa, by definition, doesn't have a karban. Like a maisa. Failure to do Pesach, failure to do Mila, is a failure. It's a non-maisa. And the Torah's Karnim darshans from a pasuk that there is no karban on anything that is a failure to do something, that is a lack of a maisa. So says Tosfos, v'shema yesh lomar, the isrich drasha dahacha, the reason we need our drasha, mishum de b'taris, konimika drasha achriti de mefaresh, mesis madiach de lav b'nei karbaninu, mishum de b'inon dumya da avodos k'chavim, de yesh bo kares, u pesach umila, havu b'kares. One might have thought that Pesach Umila is different than the topics discussed in that medrash, because Pesach Umila, at least there's a chayiv kares. The topics discussed in that medrash is something that one is not chayiv kares for. And one might have thought that karban and kares go hand in hand. Karban and kares go together. So since you're chayiv kares for Pesach and chayiv kares for Mila, so I would have thought that you're chayiv a karban as well. Now here's the key part of Tosfos. How do you understand these last few lines of Tosfos? Mihu mi mila kasha. He says, but I got a problem with the whole notion of kares by mila. Lomali kra, de lo havya b'kares, dumya davodus k'chavim. Why do I need a pasuk by mila? Tell me that you're not chayav a karban. Isn't it by definition you're not going to get kares for mila anyway? De lo olam lo yisbarer sheyehe b'kares ad sheyamus. Says Tosfos, by mila, we're never going to know if you're chayiv kares until the guy dies. What does that mean? You're never going to know if he's chayiv kares until the guy dies. If he dies before, well, everyone that dies before 60 is chayiv kares.
Well, I mean, you could say that a lot easier than saying the opposite.
It's just hard to say that everyone dies before. Right? So, I mean, some people just, that's their time. That's how much time they were given. They were allotted on this earth. So, what's the thing?
It's more than that. It's more than just dying before 60. There's also.
Right. So, let's pay careful attention to these words over here. Lolam lo yizbarer. It will never become clear to us. Sheyehe b'kares, that this guy is chayev kares ad sheyamos, until he dies. So, I see what you're saying. So, when he dies young, then you know. But you still don't know. So, it also adds another line. You got to read the next line. Because he can always give himself a bris mila, and then he'll be pater from kares. What does that mean? So a guy is 25 years old, doesn't have a bris mila. Shouldn't we say he's chayv kares? He had 12 years to do it since his bar mitzvah. The question must be assuming that he's not really chayiv kares until he dies. When we say that failure to give a bris mila is chayiv kares, it doesn't mean that when I fail today to give myself a bris mila, I'm chayiv kares. It means that if I make it to the end and I still didn't do a bris mila, then I'm chayiv kares. Is that what Tos is saying? So Tos is saying, I don't understand.
What's the end? If you make it to 120 and you still did it.
Whenever the guy dies. You don't know when that end is going to be, so you're best advised to do a bris mila as early as possible. But if whenever the end, as long as he gets it in, since it's only a one-time mitzvah, and this is what I was pointing out before, that mila is different than Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, there's a clear deadline each and every year. But by mila, it's one time in your whole entire life. So maybe the mitzvah of Mila is to do the mitzvah of Mila before you die at some point. Elamai, you have no idea when you're going to die, so you got to do it as early as possible, but as long as you actually get it done before you die, you're not chayv kares. And therefore, if a guy gets a bris mila when he's 115 years old, it will turn out that he was never chayv kares the whole time. So it's not shaykh to talk about a chayv kares of a guy who's alive right now to say that he's chayv kares for failure to do a mila, because he may not be chayv kares. That's what Tosus seems to be assuming in his kasha. But then says Tosus, "V'yesh lomar, dili olam kol zman shalomal onesh kares alav." What does that mean? Kol zman shalomal onesh kares alav.
The entire time that he does the mila, the kares is on him.
He has a chiv kares the whole time. It's on him. The kares is on him the whole time. He doesn't do the mila. No, because the Zman Mitzvah didn't come yet. But what is Tos saying? Is Tos saying that every second you spend after day 8 without a Mila is a Chiv Kares? That you could have done it and you don't do it, you have a Chiv Kares? So let's say you become a Baal Tshuva and you decide you want to get a proper bris. So you better do it first thing in the morning as soon as the sun rises, because every second you don't do it that day, you're going to be Chiv Kares? Right, and even if you do get it before you die, you get the bris mila. Still, it doesn't help the fact that you were chayiv kares. You're just saving yourself from future krisus. But you actually were chayiv kares for every moment you didn't have. Is that what Tosos is saying? According to so, what changes between the kasha and the teretz of Tosos is that in the kasha he assumes the chayiv kares is a one-time thing for one who dies without a mila, and the teretz assumes no. It's a chiyuv kares every single moment you don't have a bris mila. When you get a bris mila later on, you're saving yourself for more chiyuv krisus. But you still have all the chiyuv krisus you had until now. You haven't fixed that. Yeah? Good. Maybe there's something to be made out of the lashon of Tosas over here. Tosas doesn't say the chayiv kares kol rega v'rega. He doesn't say that. He says kol zman shalomal onesh kares alav. It's a very strange lashon. What does that mean? Onesh kares alav. That he's currently being punished with kares, and he can suspend that kares when he gets a mila. Maybe that's what it means. So he actually is fixing the kares, but it's just like this cloud that's hovering over his head. And, you know, he'll make the sun come out and the cloud blow away when he gets that bris mila. There's what to discuss over here. If you take a look at the Maariv Tzachayus in the back of the Gemara, he says, you know, according to Tosfos' idea, that kol zman shalomal onesh kares alav. He says, he seems to understand, like Pliskel saying, that like, when you, as long as you didn't get your bris mila, you still have that onesh kares. But you could make that onesh kares go away, meaning in the here and now, when you don't have a bris mila, you have an onesh kares. But you can make that onesh kares go away by getting a bris mila. That's how he's reading Tosus. Onesh kares alav, and then when you get the bris mila, that onesh kares, that's alav, goes away. Not like the way I read it originally, that when you get the bris mila, the onesh kares you had the whole time is still there. You're still that chiv kares is still chiv kares. You haven't fixed that. It's just you're saving yourself from future chiv krisus. Maariv Tzachayus seems to be understanding, like Blisko saying, that onesh kares alav, that you can, when you get the bris mila, what you're doing is you're making the past kares go away. And what's else trying to do over here? Let's not lose sight of what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it make sense that one would be chayiv a karban for failure to do mila. That a human being who's alive right now would have to bring a karban for failure to do mila. And why I need a special drasha to tell me that he's not chayiv a karban. Because Tos is trying to say it would have made sense that you would be chayiv a karban. That's what Tos is trying to do. How would it make sense that I'd be chayiv a carbon? I am not chayiv kares. You're only chayiv a carbon if you do something that you're chayiv kares for. But mila is not something you can be chayiv kares for, because as long as you don't do it before you die, and by the time he dies and he's actually chayiv the kares, it's too late to bring a carbon. So the answer is no. Right now you chayiv kares. So right now you bring a carbon. In a chinam, you might get a bris mila next week, and that will solve this problem. But right now you chayiv kares. So right now you could be chayiv a carbon. Asks the Maritz Chayes, wait a second. Let's say I bring that carbon, and then I get a bris mila next week. Does that carbon become chulin ba'azar? I mean, if you hold like what Blisko is saying, is understanding of Tosos, that when I get the bris mila, I'm fixing the chiyuv kares I had the whole time. I've solved my chiyuv kares. Then it turns out, lemafreya, I never had that chiyuv kares. What did I bring a carbon for then? When I brought that carbon now, that carbon is going to be chulin ba'azara. I'm bringing something that's not a carbon at all into the azara. Not only that, kohanim were doing the avoda with that carbon. And you know what kohanim have to wear when they do the avoda? Big de kuhuna. And you know what big de kuhuna have? Shatnis. So kohanim are going to be violating shatnis for no reason. They're allowed to do it when they're doing the avoda. They're allowed to wear their big dekuna. They have to. And the avoda is docha, the yisur of shatnis. But not if it's a pasul avoda. So it's going to turn out that if the guy ever gets a bris mila, he's fixing his own chi of kares, but the carbon that he brought, chulun bazarni, is costing all the kohanim, the yisur of shatnis. It's all going to be puzzle. So he says at the end of the Maritz Chayis, "Venirali, the gamba mila mishkachas de butla, to betela." He says it could be that the hechitimtsav, where a guy would be chayiv a karban, is where he can't do a bris mila. He didn't do it, and he can't do it. Kigon shamal kodem shmona. O shamalu balayla. O idei ovid chavim v'fanam. Let's say you did a bris mila, and it's pasul. Not pasul in the sense that, like Zachary was saying before, where it's pasul because you didn't cut enough, and there's still more that needs to be done. Pasul in the sense that the maisa was pasul. It was done by a guy. It was done at night. The whole surgery was done, but it was done in a time that's pasul. So then shuvnis batl mitzvah zubi adayim ve'in efsharus l'sakna od. That would be the only case where you can't fix it again later on, and then it would make sense to bring the carbon. Because now you know that you're not going to be able to change it. But the idea that he seems to stick with is this idea that when you do get the bris mila, it takes away the past chi of kares, not just future chi of ikrisis. So what's the hava mina to bring carbon? The hava mina to bring carbon is when you know that you're never going to be able to do bris mila. That's how we understand. A guy did it, you did it at night. Sometimes the maisa could be a perfect maisa, but it was done by a person who's not able to affect the maisa. I just had a shayla. Someone's making a bar mitzvah, and they're having the Shabbos meals at a conservative shul. They're doing the laning, whatever, an Orthodox shul, but the Orthodox shul doesn't have facilities to have the suda, so they're doing the meal at a conservative shul. So he wanted to know if after lunch he wants to have a mincha minyan for the bar mitzvah, if he could do it in the conservative shul. Their own separate mincha minyan. I say, definitely not in the sanctuary. You can't daven in the sanctuary. So no, we would do it in a side room, the room that we have lunch in. We would just, put some tables together. Problem is, can we use their Sifrei Torah? Are we allowed to use the conservative shul Sifrei Torah? Are they kosher? Meaning with permission, but can we assume that they're kosher Sifrei Torah? So what would you think? Conservative shul Sifrei Torah. Right, so how do you do that research? So I asked the Sofer who knows about these things. He said, if you would have asked me the Shaila 20 years ago, I would say, without any suffix whatsoever, they're kosher Sifrei Torah. Because the only people that were writing Sifrei Torah were Orthodox Sofer. So every Sefer Torah is a Cheskas Kashrus, even though the conservative people may not realize when it develops a psul or whatever, so maybe it's not quite as good as, you know, in an Orthodox shul, but so I would have told you for sure. Says, but nowadays, in the last decade or two, it's become much more popular to have a soferet write Sifrei Torah. And he said, it's like, and if there's that opportunity in the progressive conservative world, then there's no way they would buy from an Orthodox sofer if they can buy from, if they can dafka buy. So he said, unless it's an old Sefer Torah, I wouldn't trust it. See here, it's a beautiful sefer, it looks good, you can have a computer checked, everything looks perfect, but the person doing the maisa can't do this maisa. Ukshartim uchsaftim, someone's not a bar kshira, is not a bar ksiva, the Gemara Menachos says. Right? A woman is put from tefillin, can't make a kashra sefer Torah. Can't write kashra tefillin, can't write kashra sefer Torah. So anyway, so here you have that same thing, mila at night, mila by a goy, mila, so they just can't do it. Mila Kodim Shmona, very interesting thing. They do a bris mila in the hospital before the baby's 8 days old. So what are you going to do? Can't do a bris mila. So what do we taka do in that case? So we do a toughest dam bris, I think, in that case. We still do something, some maisa. We'll have to discuss why we would do that. Now, the major discussion of how the mitzvah of mila works and how it relates, how the isser of karis applies when it comes to the mitzvah of mila, is really machlokes in the Rambam. Rambam and the Ravid. If you look in the first parak of Hilchas Mila in the Rambam, parak Aleph Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, Ein malim b'no shaladim shalom yidaito, ele im kein ovar v'nimna l'mola. You're not supposed to go and mal someone else's baby without his permission. Ill-advised anyway, but halachically you're not supposed to do that unless the guy failed to do it himself. Shebezin molinoso balkarcho. Then Bezin would give the baby a mila against the will of the father. Nisali mi Bezin v'lo molinoso. Let's say Bezin never found out about it and Nebuchadnezzar's baby never got a bris mila. Kishe yigdal hu chayiv lo molinosatzma. When the baby grows up, he's got a mal himself. V'kol yom v'yom she'yavar alav misha yigdal v'lo yimol asatzmo harei hu mevatel mitzvasei. That's the first key line here. Kol yom v'yom. Every day that passes that he does not get a bris mila, it's a bitul mitzvah sasei. What strikes you about that line? What's a chiddush in that line? How could you have argued otherwise? Something different than what he said. Ram says, every day you don't get a bris mila is a bitul mitzvah sasei. Sounds like it, right? How could you have argued with that line? I'm telling you there's room to argue. So you tell me how you would argue. How would you argue with that?
Once you do the mila, should be fine. As if you did it
out of the adult. Meaning one could have argued that the mitzvah is sometime between day 8 and when you die, get a bris mila. And it's not a bitul mitzvah called yom yom any more than it's a bitul mitzvah to say,
generally, we don't want to delay mitzvahs.
You know what? It's not a bitul mitzvah. It's a violation of his reason makdimin. Right? It's like doing a bris mila. I was invited to a bris before Pesach, right before Pesach. Not invited, no invitations. But I was informed of a bris right before Pesach where they davened shachris at 9:15. And the bris followed the 9:15 shachris minyan. 9:15? Like that's lunchtime for me. But so is that a violation of a mitzvah saseh every moment, at every hour that passes? Not a violation of a mitzvah saseh. It's just maybe a lack of zrizus, not doing it so early. So one could have argued that. Or you could have argued in the opposite end of the spectrum. You could have said, where does Ram get the idea called yom v'yom? What could you have said? So you could have gone in two ways. Either you could say it's a one-time violation. You didn't do it when you were supposed to do it. Violated a mitzvah saseh. Now whenever you do it is the mitzvah. But it's one big violation of mitzvah saseh. Or you could have said, kol sha'a v'sha'a. Where does it get yom from? Why is it a day? Why does a day create a new chiyuv? Shouldn't every moment create a new chiyuv of bris mila? Why is it each yom creates a chiyuv of bris mila? So that's a chiddush. The Rambam seems to be assuming that the day is what generates the chiyuv. Now, it's mistaver. What's the svara? Why would you say it's mistaver to say day generates the chiyuv? Right, meaning at nighttime is when the mitzvah stops. So whenever the mitzvah comes back again, you would say that's a new chiyuv. Whereas each moment in time is not discernible from the previous and the next moment, so you wouldn't say that's a separate bitul asay. Just like tefillin, good. And that's what makes it mitzvah shasman grama. The fact that Laila loves man tefillin, Laila loves man mila, makes it mitzvah shasman grama. It also talks about kedusha. However, the Rambam adds, aval, and this is the more contentious part. Aval eino chayiv kares ad sheyamos vu arel b'mezi. But a person is not chayiv kares until he dies as an arel. He purposely dies as an arel. Not purposely dies, but was purposely an arel and dies. That's when you chayiv kares. So what's Rambam saying? A guy's 40 years old walking around without a bris milah because he doesn't want to get one. Not yet chayiv kares. Chayiv kares only kicks in once he dies. Is that against Tosfos? Is that against Tosfos? So hold that thought for a second. Says the Ravid, Avalenu chayiv kares at Shem's cause of Ravid Zal, Omer Avram, Ein bazet tavlin. The Ravid has spoken more strongly against the Rambam, but over here he says, this doesn't taste so good. What are you thinking, Rambam? Why is he not chayiv kares? Because it would be asra safek. What does he mean? It would be asra safek. We'd warn him. You better get a meal right now, because if you don't, you're gonna be chayiv kares. Then he'll say, no. Even if I don't right now, I won't be chayiv kares because I'll do it in an hour from now. So it's asra safek. You don't know that I'm gonna be chayiv kares if I don't listen to your warning. So that would pater him from kares. Hasra safek paters you from onesh and beizdin. Kares is in shemayim. Says the Ravid, that wouldn't do it. V'chi mishum hasra safek paters nosam in hashemayim. V'kol yom omed be'isur kares. Says the Ravid, each and every day that he doesn't get a bris milah, he's omed be'isur kares. He's got an isur kares that he's got to contend with. Sounds very familiar, right? Tosa said, Kol zman shalomal, onesh kares alav. So what we need to figure out is the machlokas Rambam and Ravid simply the question and the answer in Tosos? Meaning, is Tosos in his question assuming like the Rambam, and then in his answer just saying, oh, I was wrong about that, I really hold like the Ravid? Is that what's going on in Tosos? And is Tosos' answer really the same exact thing as the Ravid? Because Tosos says a few different words. He didn't say kol yom, he said kol zman, and he didn't say chiyuv iser kares, he said onesh kares. Are those two the same thing? And is there any way that Tosos' answer might even fit with the Rambam? So that's the next step. We need to figure out what the Nekudas and Machlokas is with the Rambam and the Ravid, and then plug that back into Tosos, and figure out if that's necessarily the same as the Kasha and Teretz and Tosos. So there's what to discuss. All right, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow.